Time for the bright side. Call me now.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad.
Lauren Lapka, you ready to roll?
Some things just make you
sweat. I sure am.
Okay. You're an earthling, right?
No promises, but my knowledge, I am.
Give a whistle.
Here we go.
And this'll help things turn out for
Lauren the Lauren shared with me video of her mom whistling. It was wonderful. Here we go, Mom. Everybody, whistle. Lauren Lapka, 312-981-7200, does traffic and other things for us at WGN. She'll read your text messages. I'll take your phone calls. Give me some good news, as we like to say. Tell me why you're smiling. Hey, Terry, you go first. You're on the air. What's your bright side?
Oh, that's me?
Yes.
Wow. I am remembering our trip last year. A year ago today, my husband and I were in Edinburgh with you and Brenda and a bunch of other your listeners, and it's such good times to remember. We miss you guys.
I miss you, too. Wasn't that a great trip?
It was a great trip. Bill and I are the ones that rescued Dodd, so, yeah, you might remember us that way.
We remember you fondly. Terry, we will go on a trip again another day, and thank you for recollecting that with us today.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Sherry, you're on WGN. What's your bright side? You're on the air.
My bright side is that my Mino Prime steaks are on their way, and we'll be grilling them this Saturday in the 75 degrees.
Helen, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling?
You told my joke yesterday.
Wait, which one was yours, Helen?
Hey, it's the end of mommy. You learned about soybeans.
Little baby soybean was upset. They say, why? I says, well, somebody swooped up all the soybeans and threw them in the boiling water. It was the end of mommy. Thank you, Helen.
No judging on jokes, too.
That's right. We do not judge bright sides or jokes. We just
always look on the bright side of life.
All right, Lauren Lapka, what are we reading?
Plenty of people enjoying this nice weather. We have 773 saying that they got a 2:30 tea time with their husband at the golf club, Lucky Ducks. And 630 says their bright side is they're using their solar dryer, a.k.a. their clothesline, for the first time this spring. Nothing better than the smell of sunshine on the sheets.
The solar dryer. Marcia, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
I just visited my mom at her nursing home window, and she's healthy.
Boy, that's all we can hope for right now. We'll get a chance to touch and hug and feel soon, but right now we have to wave through the glass. You got more, Lauren Lapka? Oh, hold on, Lauren. There
today
you are.
Is their, 630 says today is their 49th wedding anniversary. They can't go out to dinner, but they're not cooking.
Mary Lynn, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Mary Lynn?
Oh, John, I love you. We're picking up our 78 Corvette pace car today from Corvette City, and we can't wait to get our hands on it and get it on the road.
It's Corvette driving weather, isn't it?
Oh, yep. That's all we can do right now. So that's more exciting.
Got another one, Lauren Lapka?
Okay. I do. A few things related to school. 630 says their oldest daughter just finished their bachelor's degree in music education. And where did it go? Okay, we had 224 says their son, Mark, turned in his last papers and is graduating from Ball State University.
Hey, Cindy, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. I wanted to let you know that my twin nephews both made their decisions of where they're going to college next year, and one's going to NC State, and the other one's going to University of Iowa.
At least the Iowa one will be nearby, but the other one's going to North Carolina, huh?
Yep. And they both just made Eagle also.
And they decided not to go to the same school, huh?
I know. It's going to be interesting because it's the first time they're going to be apart like this.
Well, fascinating. Congrats to all, Cindy. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. Love the show.
That's what we do on Fridays. We close the show, start the weekend at noon. We get right to it with the bright side. Lauren Lapka, what are you reading?
I have two more quick ones for you. 312 says they just picked up two free masks courtesy of their alderman. And 773 says their bright side is they get to work from home in bare feet.
Hey, Alan, why are you smiling today? You're on the air.
Well, my twin grandsons just turned 3.
What are the twin grandsons' names?
Max and Leo.
You know, it's a weird time, but sometimes a birthday cuts through the fog, doesn't it? That's really fun.
It is. They're wonderful little guys.
And boy, Alan, my best to them. Thanks for the call.
Always.
Paulie, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling today, Paulie? You're on the air.
I'm wishing you shalom to you all. This is Paula Cantor from Glenview. I just wrote 2 little hand-washing songs for our little people out there. And this one goes, if you're happy and you know it, wash your hands, clap, clap. If you're happy and you know it, wash your hands, clap, clap. If you're happy and you know it, then your hands will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Coronavirus, violation number 5.
We almost were going to get away with under 5, but now we're at 5. Thank you, Paula. All right, time for back to the bright side music, or are we all done? We're all done. We end with a coronavirus violation. Thanks a lot, Paula. Thank
Is that
you all.
5 all day or 5 your show?
That's 5 my show. I think Sherrod had... I thought I heard a lot. Everybody said he didn't have that many.
Oh, so they had hometown judges for Sherrod?
I think they were a little soft. It's 11:57. All right. News is next. Then the Wintrust Business Lunch. This is, by the way, thanks to everybody. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to Elif and Ashley, the producers, who gave us a viral-free day. It'll continue after the Wintrust Business Lunch.